Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Caesars Entertainment, one of the world's largest gaming and entertainment companies. Known for its iconic casinos, hotels, and resorts, Caesars Entertainment is a major player in the global gaming industry, with properties across the United States and internationally. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the gaming and hospitality sectors. Let's dive in.
Caesars Entertainment has a strong presence in the gaming and entertainment industry, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like risk aversion and the availability heuristic influence their decision-making, particularly in property development and customer engagement strategies?
Risk aversion is a significant factor in Caesars Entertainment's decision-making, especially in property development and customer engagement strategies. This bias might lead the company to prioritize strategies that minimize potential financial risks, such as focusing on expanding and renovating existing properties rather than taking risks on entirely new developments or entering less established markets. While this approach helps maintain financial stability and consistent revenue streams, it may also limit Caesars' ability to capitalize on emerging opportunities in the gaming and entertainment industry. The availability heuristic is another important factor where Caesars might focus on promoting their most successful and well-known properties, like Caesars Palace in Las Vegas, potentially overlooking opportunities to innovate or diversify their offerings in less prominent markets.
This focus on maintaining high standards and promoting flagship properties has helped Caesars Entertainment build a stable business, appealing to investors who prioritize consistent returns and brand recognition in the gaming sector.
Exactly. Caesars' emphasis on stability and reinforcing their core strengths has made it a trusted choice for investors seeking steady performance in the gaming and entertainment industry. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and explore new opportunities to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness, especially as the gaming landscape continues to evolve with the rise of digital and online platforms.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Caesars Entertainment. As a major player in the gaming and hospitality industry with a diverse customer base, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Caesars Entertainment, given their role in serving a diverse global clientele and maintaining a workforce that reflects the diversity of the communities in which they operate. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for creating inclusive and culturally relevant experiences. A diverse workforce can help Caesars better understand the preferences and expectations of their guests, leading to more innovative and effective service offerings. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are critical for maintaining the high standards of service that Caesars is known for.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in industries like gaming and hospitality, where understanding and addressing diverse customer needs is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Caesars Entertainment not only strengthens its ability to serve a broad range of guests, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in socially responsible gaming and hospitality. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving innovation and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Caesars Entertainment operates in a highly competitive and rapidly evolving gaming market. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Caesars Entertainment's ability to adapt to changing market conditions and consumer behaviors is crucial for maintaining its leadership position in the gaming and hospitality sectors. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with expanding into new gaming formats and markets. Risk aversion might make Caesars more inclined to focus on their established brick-and-mortar properties, but they also recognize the importance of staying competitive in a market that is increasingly influenced by digital transformation, online gaming, and changing consumer preferences. The availability heuristic might drive them to prioritize their most iconic properties and events, but they must also be open to exploring new opportunities in emerging gaming technologies and customer engagement strategies.
This adaptability is key for Caesars, especially as they face competition from both traditional gaming companies and newer, more innovative digital platforms. Their ability to innovate while maintaining high standards of service is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Caesars' success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established properties and services, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and guests value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by technological advancements and changing consumer expectations.
Now, let's compare Caesars Entertainment to other companies in the gaming and hospitality sectors like MGM Resorts International, Las Vegas Sands, and Wynn Resorts. How do Caesars' behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Caesars Entertainment's dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the gaming and hospitality sectors such as MGM Resorts International, Las Vegas Sands, and Wynn Resorts, particularly in their approach to property development, customer engagement, and market adaptation. Caesars' emphasis on maintaining a broad portfolio of gaming properties appeals to investors looking for diversity in revenue streams and market presence. MGM Resorts, known for its strong focus on entertainment and diversified hospitality offerings, appeals to those interested in growth through a comprehensive approach to guest experiences. Las Vegas Sands, with its emphasis on integrated resorts and global expansion, offers a more international approach to gaming, while Wynn Resorts' focus on luxury and high-end experiences positions it as a leader in the premium segment of the market. Caesars' focus on balancing a wide range of properties with market adaptation provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of being too focused on traditional gaming models in a rapidly evolving industry.
And unlike Las Vegas Sands or Wynn Resorts, which have a stronger focus on luxury or global expansion, Caesars' strength lies in its ability to maintain a diverse portfolio of gaming properties that appeal to a broad range of customers, which has allowed it to build a loyal customer base across different demographics.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Caesars Entertainment, the focus on property diversity and market adaptation provides a unique value proposition in the gaming and hospitality sectors.
To sum up, Caesars Entertainment's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their property development strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Caesars' stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.